And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here with me as he is most Fridays. Hi, Lee. What's up?
Hey, Michelle. Well, yesterday we had a conversation about dissenting views of President Obama, especially following his recent deal with Republicans to extend the Bush-era tax cuts to the richest Americans as well as the middle class. Now, conservative commentator Lenny McAllister came on the program to say that the strong criticism of Obama by some Democrats borders racism. And of course, quite a few listeners wrote to weigh in on that. Here's a post from Bill. He writes, "Ironic that a right winger would consider the Democrats calling out Obama on failing to adhere to the principles that he was elected to uphold racist, but not one word about the obviously racist allegations of a Kenyan-born Muslim who aims to enslave the white race. More monumental hypocrisy from the right. Big surprise," he says.
But in fairness, I have to say that Lenny McAllister has written many times about what he has said are the, you know, racist elements that he has personally seen as a person who's spoken at Tea Party rallies. I just think it's fair to establish that. But thanks, Bill. Thank you for writing in. We also received this post from Robin. She writes, "The list of Dem racist comments regarding Obama goes way back to Biden, Bill Clinton, Harry Reid, and more. The odd thing is that the leftist media, such as NPR, are finally acknowledging the ongoing Dem racism." And of course, I do have to take issue with the characterization of NPR as leftist. But Robin, again, thank you for writing. Thank you for that, Lee. And I see we have some updates.
Yes, Michelle, more trouble this week for Kwame Kilpatrick. The U.S. Attorney's Office Wednesday issued a 38-count indictment against the former Detroit mayor and his father. Here's the U.S. Attorney for Michigan's Eastern District, Barbara McQuaid, at a recent press conference.
A federal grand jury has returned a superseding indictment charging Kwame Kilpatrick, his father Bernard Kilpatrick, and others with racketeering, conspiracy, and related charges of bribery, extortion, and fraud, as well as tax violations.
And Michelle, we know that Kwame Kilpatrick is already serving time for hiding assets and failing to pay restitution connected to his 2008 guilty plea in that infamous case in which he committed perjury when testifying about an extramarital affair. Again, here's U.S. Attorney McQuaid.
Some say Kwame Kilpatrick is already in jail. What are you doing piling on? Well, he's there on state charges for failing to pay restitution. These charges are far more broad, far more sweeping, and far more significant, I believe. And we want to send a strong deterrent message that if you steal from taxpayers, you are going to be held accountable.
And Michelle, if convicted, all parties involved could face up to 30 years in prison.
And Lee, another Detroit story we reported on was the death of 7-year-old Ayanna Stanley Jones. She was shot and killed in May during a botched Detroit police raid to find a murder suspect. The incident was captured on camera by a TV crew filming on location for the A&E reality series The First 48. The crew was following Detroit police for an episode of the program. Well, this week, the family of the young girl filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court against A&E, claiming that the TV crew's presence made them responsible for Ayanna's death. That's a very difficult story. Lee?
And now shifting our attention to Philadelphia. In December of last year, we told you about Asian American students at South Philadelphia High School staging an 8-day boycott after being targeted in a series of violent, racially charged attacks by their African American peers. Well, this week, the Justice Department announced it has required the School District of Philadelphia to hire a consultant to focus on preventing harassment and discrimination, and that model will serve as a nationwide standard for school systems trying to prevent bullying.
All right. Thank you, Lee. Some difficult stories this week, but important ones.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle.
And remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Please remember to leave your name or go to npr.org, click on Programs, then on Tell Me More, and blog it out.